Cartman Show, live here on CCO. Come on. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun. There we go. Let's go. Mark Fry, we're going quicker than normal.
That's all right.
So just think of it as Adam Carter in bed. What do you got?
All right. Overrated, our obsession with hating and loving field storming, because as we all know, on Saturday night, the Golden Gophers and PJ Fleck took down the Trojans, and here came the students, and right away on Twitter, it was all, I hate this, I love this, let's get rid of it, let's keep it forever, and it's just, it's one of my favorite storylines of college football and basketball.
An individual who's about to walk by us, Dan Cook, he normally walks in here about 12:30.
Correct.
Texted me right away and said, tell me you're going to rip these guys for this.
Oh, goodness.
The Mr. Wisconsin snob over there.
Right.
Okay, God knows I'm snarky and cynical. I had no problem with it. Zero. I really didn't. It's also a reminder for the folks with the Gophers who think, oh, my God, they're amazing. They have so much success. Look at what they've done over PJ. If it was that successful, then you shouldn't storm the field. But they needed that win. He took a chance. The kid from Esco makes a spectacular play. Have some fun. How about in the SEC, by the way? Did you see that? Okay, did you see the fines? So Vandy gets fined 100 for one of the greatest upsets in college football history, by the way. Arkansas, they beat Tennessee. They were fined $500,000.
Yeah.
Because when Eric Musselman was there last year, they beat Duke. And so it's a second punishment. $500,000. Do you think conferences should fine the schools?
I don't think so. I mean, that in the, I think in a basketball situation, there's more.
Way more dangerous.
It's way more dangerous, right. In a football situation, I don't think so. I mean,
they said nine minor to moderate injuries.
Right. And they have plenty of time. You could see they got the band out at Huntington Bank. I mean, they had the security. They weren't going to do much, but still, I don't think the fines are necessary.
I'm Mr. Rouser. I'm saying. Now, why we're not talking ASU coming back to defeat that powerhouse known as Kansas.
Right.
I mean,
rock chalk this.
Yeah, exactly. Roy Williams, Bill Self. I was going to give you another old score, but take that.
Right.
Give the kids at Vandy credit, by the way, for not only just taking down the goalpost, not only taking him out of the stadium, all the way down Broadway and tossing him into the Cumberland River.
Well,
that's dedication.
They got him back because now they're selling him for a lot. Did you see online? I mean, they're going to make some money in Vandy off that. All right, next one.
Underrated, a new documentary on Netflix. It's called Will and Harper. It's about Will Ferrell and his lifelong friend, now Harper Steele. They were friends for decades, and Harper reached out to Will Ferrell during, I think, the pandemic. And, Dave, you can correct me. I think you watched it yesterday or last night.
I did, yes.
And told him that she was transitioning. Mm-hmm. And they go on this nationwide journey, about 3,000 miles in New York City to L.A., and it just documents sort of their journey, talking about, you know, their friendship and what transitioning means for their friendship. It was just really good.
Dave, you chime in, but I've talked to three or four other people who've had a chance to see, and it's for sure on my list. I will watch it this week. Just said it was beautifully done. Just they really enjoyed it.
That's about the exact words to describe it. It is beautifully done. It's two funny people that, like you said, you know, best friends.
Known each other
forever.
Since
they both started SNL at the exact same time. And Will Ferrell is both funny and he's, you know, amazingly touching and honest. It's incredibly honest.
Yeah.
Harper just saying, you know, ask questions.
I would encourage
about whatever you want, whatever's on your mind, whatever you feel like.
Yep.
If you don't, you know, think that's the right thing to ask, I don't care. Ask it.
That's great, because we were talking about the story was last week or the week before, Dave, where the teacher was willing to call the student who had transitioned by his first name but wouldn't use the proper pronouns. And we get a lot of texts of supporting and confusion and sometimes anger and hate. For those who are a bit confused or sadly have some hate in your heart, watch the doc. Maybe you'll feel the exact same way, but it's worth it. Was that your stomach? What was
it? I don't know. I just, whatever.
It happens.
One thing I was thinking, though, is like oftentimes we come to this conversation about LGBTQ plus, and it's never really approached with humor. And this documentary does that. And I think
That's
it tells us
point.
Like humor.
Really good.
Humor can help us address so many different things, whether it's serious or fun. You know, sad humor is such a good tool.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Dave, what do you got?
Am I jumping right in?
Oh, yeah, go for it. I have nothing else.
Okay. I kind of read the body language.
Okay.
I've now become a body language expert.
Properly rated 8:30 in the morning start times for the Vikings. I love it.
You've taken two of mine because I think in the NFL's quest for world domination, they should have a 9 o'clock start time every week. Now, you can't have the West Coast games.
Sure you can.
Right.
Get them up at 7.
No.
Let's go.
No. Maybe they all have to be East Coast games. So then they're 10 o'clock. But as the NFL is trying to dominate every single facet, there'll be NFL toothbrush pretty soon. There'll be a colonoscopy brought to you by the NFL. There will be sex toys, NFL. They'll have everything, honestly. So why not? Why not just the regular 9 o'clock game? Because I think it's great. I think the Pacific time scheduling for sports is way better. So, I mean, Dave, sounds like you already have some NFL sex toys. Is that what you're telling
me? I've got many. Yes. A lot of leather, Chad. No, I have the NFL-sponsored colonoscopy still mm-hmm. running through my head. Just mm-hmm. sitting in the room, waiting. All of a sudden, you hear, bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Retired NFL players. Also, in there. Hey, it's Chuck Foreman. Chuck, how you doing? Hey, thank God you came here. You're a couple years late for the colonoscopy.
Waiting all day.
Wait.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. All right, go ahead.
I'll kick
mine off.
Colonoscopy
expert.
One of the great football moments happened during halftime of the Stanford game this weekend when the
Stanford Cal band again?
No. Stanford band was out there doing a thing, and I didn't realize it's a completely student-run organization. The band is, yes.
No.
Completely student-run. They don't have like actual uniforms.
Or hoity-toity. Look at us. We're so smart.
Yeah.
We don't need an instructor.
That's just fine with me when they spend their halftime mocking the Tesla Cybertruck.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Fantastic.
They had a gal dressed up. She's wearing this cardboard Cybertruck thing and running around and like running into things and causing accidents and getting stalled out. It was just a great story.
So great. Let's be clear. That thing is the ugliest vehicle ever made.
And it doesn't work.
And they're on their fifth recall.
Right? And it's about, what, $500,000?
Wait, I'm going to simulate somebody. Who am I?
I'd say Elon, but you're getting up too high.
That's Elon jumping up behind Donnie. You know, hey, Elon, instead of showing your limited vertical, get that Cybertruck back in the shop, make it work, and... Does anybody like the look of that vehicle?
Have you seen them in the wild yet, the Cybertruck out in the Twin Cities? I've seen a few. I've seen a bunch. Yeah.
They're horrible looking. Absolutely horrible looking. Okay, hang on that. Let's pause. What do you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated? 651-461-9226 on CCO. Mark, the music theme is because the Twins have come back. The days off this show will get. Yeah. That is the
That's
music
a good point.
Theme.
Yep.
Yes. Among the texts here, overrated PJ Fleck gets one when all of a sudden he can do no wrong, spend the $22 million and buy him out. Who has suggested off this victory that he can do no wrong outside of the folks who thought he could do no wrong before this victory? Give me a break. It's a good win. It's a good win. I've said for a while, they've had three good coaches over the last 30 years. Mason, Kill, Fleck. If I had to pick one over the other, and I think they're very, very close, I would pick Mason. And Fleck needed a win bad. He just did. The hardcores were not pleased with him. So we'll get more to that with Collar. In a few hours. Underrated caramel apples. Get out of here. Mm-mm. Get out of here.
Over.
You know, I need to have my dentist and my friend Lee Lira right there. I mean, it's a scam by big dentist. That's what it is.
Big caramel in with it.
Yeah, exactly. Chad, the start time for the Vikings-London game was 6:30 a.m. I text back, as an ASU grad, do you have electricity there in Tucson? Right. I didn't even know you had that yet. Let's see. Always finding a way to make the topic raunchy. It's an adult show. It's not church. We joke. We have fun. And to suggest always is a bit of hyperbole. I would never do that myself, but it's a bit hyperbole. Go ahead, sir.
Underrated. Nate Bargatze on SNL. He needs to host every year.
You guys are like, did you go through my sheet? I mean, we're going through everyone I have. Oh, phenomenal. Right?
Last year, I think that was his first time hosting. Excellent. Saturday, maybe even better.
I think it was.
It was so good. So good, and he's tremendous. I don't know if it's him contributing to the writing, great sketch ideas, but goodness gracious, there were about five that just knocked it out of the park, including the cold open again, which isn't him, but Dana Carvey as Joe Biden is one of my, I don't know if I like it more or less than the guy
James
who does Trump
Austin
right
Johnson.
Now, James Austin Johnson. Yes.
I still like the Trump guy better. I think the Trump guy is more subtle. I think Carvey's over the top, but they've been looking for a Biden guy, so why not have somebody who finally gets it over the top? I thought when they cut to Gaffigan, too, he goes, I'm friends with school shooters.
Yes.
That was so good. That was great. And the founding fathers again.
Yep.
And trying to explain some things, the differences is laugh out loud funny. It just is. I'm with you 100%.
That one in the scene in the restaurant where they're talking about dad and, his dementia sitting in and the gal's doing the burger challenge.
Get out of here if you say SNL is done. Watch that one. If you aren't laughing throughout, we just have a healthy disagreement.
Yeah. Last one for me, underrated as the girls wrapped up their soccer season over the weekend. And
soft? What do you mean? Come on, it's October. They should be playing until December.
I don't make the schedule.
Until fall.
I don't make the schedule, Chad. That's how they do it. And the oldest is kicking off her swimming career tonight on my wife's swim team. She's very excited. My wife coaches the club. Just watching your kids in sports, whether they're good, whether they're not so good, whether they love the game or just want to do it because they have friends on the team. Chad, I'm sure you know it. I'm learning every year how fun it is. Mark, I can't wait for you to find out, hopefully with Hazel, because it is the best.
All extracurricular activities.
True. Yes.
Right? Whether it's band, music, chess club, whatever it might be. When you get to see your kids and early on when they're just learning it, and it may not be even a facsimile of the sport, right? There might be times of patience, but if they're loving it, that's the point. That is the point. This show is not going to be like Adam Robert Carter, who admitted earlier this summer where he had been at a tournament and it was cold out and he was cheering against, I forget if it was which daughter it was, for them to lose the game.
Just want to go home and drink.
Yeah. Father of the year. Speaking of him, it turns out we were having some fun separately in the Brainerd Lakes area. So I stopped by and hung out with him and the Lobster and some friends, including his one friend, Mr. Sav. Okay. Mr. Sav.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's a long story. Mr. Sav, this is after the Purple game. And Mr. Sav at one point goes, got to be honest, I was watching that game. I know Jones could have went back in that game. And I'm just like, excuse me? What did you say? Yeah, it was clear. He really wasn't hurt that bad. And Carter's just knowing I'm going to react. So everybody's now a doctor, including Mr. Sav, who watching from Grandview, they have a lot of TVs where they stayed, could tell that Aaron Jones was faking it. Let me just say 100%, I don't believe or agree with him 100%. If Aaron Jones could play, he would have been in the game. But if you need a doctor, if your doctor's out, Mr. Sav is available.
Step in.
I say to my buddy, the real mayor of Pequot, my buddy Rob Berkland, and You have certain friends you're just lucky to have, and Rob and his wife Jen and his kids Genevieve and Tully are just all great people. And then I saw their house, and it's just decorated so right, and it's not because it's expensive. It's a very nice house, don't get me wrong, but just how a house can look cool and functions really well, like all the stuff you'd want is right there. I was very jealous. I thought about how things are scattered at my place. You got to have a nice touch. I don't think Rob had any part of it. I'm assuming it's Jen.
But
do you ever have that feeling when you go to somebody's house and go, God, why isn't our house looking as efficient and easy as this? I'm not talking like they've got the $500,000 painting. It's just like it's all set up where it's cool, it's distinctive, and then it's fun to live in.
And then before you leave, you move a couple things, lift an item or two.
I stole like 10 things.
Good for you.
10 things. Also, I played the classic up there. The classic is still an absolutely tremendous golf course. Classic didn't kickstart the Brainerd golf boom. The Pines did. But the classic put it in high gear, and it is in such good shape right now. And when it's blowing about 30 miles an hour on those greens or about 12, good luck to you. Just buckle up. Nerds, I tried Nerds for the first time. All overrated.
Just by themselves or like the clusters or?
The small ones. They, yeah. Again, at the Berkland's house, they got candy laying around. So there were Nerds there. Get out of here.
I wouldn't dip my hand in there if you paid me money.
I mean, get out of here.
Wow.
With
tough talk.
With, I mean.
Strong on Nerds.
Our guy Tommy Pelissero, who's filling in for Rich Eisen today, we saw the clip. I texted him. Wearing the leather jacket. Pulling it off. Is the leather jacket in again now? Well, Fry's down in the leather jacket.
I once tried a leather jacket on in a store, and my wife lied to me that it looked good.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Did she eventually come clean?
She
or
did.
Is this your opinion?
No, she came clean.
I have a leather jacket. Should I wear it one day and just see what the reaction is here?
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, leather pants too.
Oh, the, how about the leather underwear? Should I wear those?
Sure.
Raunchy. Oh, no. Hide the women and children. And then we're going to go a little bit longer because I'm not going to say who, but a very prominent politician in the state of Minnesota reached out to me over the weekend and was laughing listening to the podcast of this show. So you're thinking, what segment was it? Was it Ask Adam Anything? Was it Overrated? Was it Shaletta? No, Dave Harrigan, which segment, without naming the politician, did this politician find very, very funny?
Hmm. Could it be the best segment of the week every week? Am I wrong, Chad?
That is correct.
Thank you.
That is correct. So according to this big knocker politician...
Very smart person.
Am I wrong? Underrated. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Marking the news next. Time for the Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to get free installation labor on Minnesota-made Infinity from Marvin Windows. Tom Hauser next after Fry and CBS.